Good morning. Welcome to the sports segment of the favorite program of all people everywhere, the Wisconsin Morning News. It's 5:39. What?
You are the master of hyperbole.
And you, sir, have a keen awareness of the obvious. Okay, so the Super Bowl is going to be the Denver Broncos, led by Peyton Manning, against the Seattle Seahawks, led by somebody I don't care.
What do you mean, somebody you don't care? Russell Wilson, graduate of the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, good for him. I don't care anything about the Seahawks. I am definitely rooting for the Broncos in this particular matchup. I would love to see Peyton Manning come away with a Super Bowl win at this team. I truly would. I think that would be absolutely monumental.
I disagree completely.
Why?
Russell Wilson is a Wisconsin. His season with the Wisconsin Badgers was a fabulous season.
I stand corrected. I am humbly apologetic. I still don't care who he is, and I still don't care about the Seattle Seahawks.
I think the Broncos will win.
Oh yeah.
And for Peyton Manning to win a Super Bowl coming back from, you know, neck surgery where it looked like he would never play again is a pretty good story.
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, if you pay attention when they show Peyton Manning from behind, you can see the scar on the back of his neck from surgery. And in this day and age, if you can see the scar on TV, and I don't have HD TV, I got just basic regular, that's a brutal scar,
wait
man.
A minute.
That's
are
a heck of a surgery.
Wait a minute. You don't have HD TV?
Well, I have HD hookup, but I don't have an HD TV yet. I'm getting there. I got to wait for this whole hunk of junk to blow up before I go buy a brand new one.
I'd throw something at the TV
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
You need an accident in your den.
Well, I'm thinking about hiring the kid to, oopsie, I spilled the juice box into the back of the TV or something like that.
Look,
that's what I'm at.
This wire that I've attached to the dog's tail wrapped
Whoops.
Around the base of this
oh,
TV.
Oh, I don't know how that happened. Did you wait
for your horse to drop dead before you bought a car, too?
Back in my day, we didn't have horse-drawn carriages. So anyway, congratulations to the Broncos and whatever to the Seahawks. I'm glad they took out the 49ers though. I can't stand Kaepernick.
Why?
Just his attitude. I just don't like
what
his attitude.
What is his attitude?
His attitude is just he's a schmuck. He's just got
why?
This because he's arrogant.
Okay. I think you have to be a little arrogant to be a quarterback in the NFL. Peyton Manning.
I'm not a quarterback.
I didn't say you only have to be a quarterback in the NFL to be arrogant.
I just don't like Kaepernick. I don't like his attitude.
You don't
attitude.
Like all his tattoos.
No, I don't.
You don't like the
tattoos.
Way he wears his hat.
I got a tattoo. I don't care about his tattoos. I don't care if he wants to ink up. That's fine. I don't like the attitude. I think he's disrespectful. I don't think he shows any respect for anybody else other than himself.
Actually, the disrespect that I saw yesterday, moments after the game-winning interception, we've got Seattle players putting their hands around their throat saying, ha-ha, you choked.
Well, yeah.
I think that sucks.
That's very tacky as well. I'm not saying I condone that either. So,
Kaepernick is arrogant, and he seems to gash our team for 100 yards play. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and I saw it was really sad, Tom Brady. When Brady walked off the field after getting pummeled by the Broncos yesterday, that truly was sad. I mean, you could see the dejection
now,
in
now,
his face.
All right, let's wait. All right. Tom Brady took a team that had no business getting to the championship game to the championship
right.
game. They had all kinds of injuries.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of third and fourth stringers playing.
Right.
Plus, he gets to go home to Gisele Bündchen after the game with a zillion-dollar contract. I'm not feeling sorry for Tom Brady.
Oh, no,
thank
no,
you
no,
very
no.
much.
I'm not saying I feel sorry, but you could see the dejection
yeah,
on his
face. He's a competitor, sure.
Yeah, it was tough. So we got the Broncos. Now, during the game, you have obviously heard Manning yell Omaha at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Before he snaps the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that because of that, yesterday he raised about $24,000 for his charity yesterday?
Yeah, one of the charities said, well, we'll donate $1,000 every time he says Omaha.
Yeah.
When he calls plays and he audibles out of plays, that's one of the descriptors they use.
Eight businesses donate money to Manning's Payback Foundation. $800 every time.
Was it $800? Okay.
$800 every time he says the word Omaha. Not only that, but the president and CEO of the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce says that that particular circumstance has raised about $10 million worth of advertising for the city.
You know, considering Peyton Manning is the commercial juggernaut, he does commercials for everybody, you think Omaha Steak Company would be a natural, wouldn't you?
Listen, I'm glad Peyton is going to the Super Bowl, but you know what it means? It's like two more weeks of those horrible Papa John pizza
Papa
commercial.
Murphy. No, Papa John. You're
Papa
right.
John.
Papa John. You're right. You're
like,
yes.
Oh, God, I hate those things. Those are just they're the worst. So let me ask you this. What does Omaha mean when he's calling? What is he doing?
It's a descriptor for a certain formation. You know, when he changes the play at the line of scrimmage, he screams out all kinds of stuff to confuse the defense and to let his team know what play they're going to run.
Right.
That's just one of the descriptors that he uses that they came up with.
Okay. Because he calls all kinds of things.
Right.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Sheepskin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Egg batter. What? What? What are you talking about?
And he does all of these, you know, arm movements and things that don't really mean a thing. It's just
they're trying to draw offside. They're trying
Always.
All right. So, the Colts, the Seahawks. Obviously, this is now
Broncos. The Seahawks.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm used to the Colts right now are going, God, crap. We should have kept him. Don't you think?
Well, I don't know. They got a pretty good quarterback that they drafted, too. Right.
So it's going to be the Weed Bowl.
It is the Weed Bowl, yes. The two states that have legalized marijuana meeting in the Super Bowl at the Meadowlands.
Nobody in the stands are going to be paying any attention at all. It's like, dude, you got Funyuns?
Talk about Super Bowl parties and the munchies. All of, you know, normally there's food left over at Super Bowl parties,
but not
in Washington and in Colorado, that's for sure.
In Las Vegas, something unusual has happened. Because, of course, mm-hmm. right after this game goes final, they have to set the line. They have to decide who the favorite is.
Yeah.
And the odds makers disagreed. There were some sports books that were offering the Seahawks as 1.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. And there were other sports books in Vegas that were offering the Broncos as a 1-point favorite. And the consensus appears to be that it'll be the Broncos who'll be a small favorite in this game. And, of course, the line has nothing to do with who they think will win. The line is designed to get equal amounts of money bet on either team so that the bookie makes money off the VIG, off the commissions on taking the bets.
Very nice.
But it looks like, Broncos will be a slight favorite for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now, that's what I was going to ask. Who do you pick?
I like the Broncos. I think their offense with Peyton Manning. Seattle's defense is good, but I think Manning can do enough and get it done. I think the Broncos win.
I'll root for the Seahawks. I think the Broncos are the better team.
Okay. I'm rooting for the Broncos because it's an emotional thing. It's not based on any knowledge, obviously, or anything of stats or performance at all. It's just I like Peyton Manning. I like the Broncos. I wish they hadn't let Tebow go, but they made the right decision.
How in the world can you bring Tim Tebow into the conversation?
Because that's where he was for a while. He did very well. He won 6 games for him when they were on a massive losing streak. I was very upset when they let him go and brought in Peyton Manning. I thought it's like
they're not upset.
No, I admit they made the right decision.
I'm hoping for a snowstorm at the Meadowlands. Because this will be the final time that they ever play the Super Bowl at a cold weather site. I would imagine.
Perhaps, but it's not going to affect either team. Both teams are used to playing in the cold and higher altitude, which that's not a problem for New York, but they're used to playing in the cold.
It would be crazy if we had snow or sleet or something during a Super Bowl.
And Roger Goodell, the commissioner, says he is going to sit outside. He is not going to sit in one of the luxury boxes.
Sure is.
He's going to sit out in the stands with the regular folks.
Yeah, for how long? Hey, I'm here. Just a long gift to get a photo, and then he goes back inside.
And now it's time for 1 minute inside Richard Sherman's head.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me, Crabtree. Don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick.
Well, I told y'all Crabtree was mediocre at best. So I would never let him catch a game winner on me. This is a joke, right? Like I said before the game, if our team knew they were going to try me on a fade for a game, we'd be wearing our hats early.
This has been 1 minute inside Richard Sherman's head.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.